When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the official England podcast. We are getting closer and closer to that huge game this Friday, England versus Scotland at the iconic Wembley Stadium. I'm like a kid at Christmas waiting for Santa Claus to arrive. I simply cannot wait. I'm Adam Smith, here to guide you through everything that's been happening in the England camp over the last 24 hours. Don't forget, we will be with you every single day of England's tournament with unprecedented access to the Three Lions camp. And today is certainly a rip-roaring episode filled to the brim with exclusives. Here's what's coming up. We'll be updating you on everything that's been going on at St George's Park. I'll be speaking to Josh Denzel to get all the very latest from inside the camp.
We saw him tying up Bellingham's tie, saying you're probably still used to doing it for school.
We'll be hearing from England's vice-captain Jordan Henderson, who is the guest on yesterday's Lions Den.
I can imagine not many people like us on the pitch.
It was the turn of centre-back Tyrone Mings at the press conference yesterday.
It is a big occasion for the fans and also for the players that are involved.
And I spoke exclusively with the latest addition to the Three Lions, Aaron Ramsdale, who's been called up to the squad.
I've tried desperately hard to get a ticket for the first game and couldn't manage to get one.
Right, let's get stuck into it.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
With Scotland next up at Wembley on Friday, there was lots going on at St George's Park yesterday. As you heard there, Sheffield United's Aaron Ramsdale has been called up to the squad after Dean Henderson had to withdraw due to a hip issue. And of course, we send our best wishes to Dean and hope to see him back out on the pitch very soon. Also, best of luck to Aaron on what is a huge opportunity. Jack Grealish was working indoors on an individual programme, having been out on the training pitch for a full session the day before. And the press conferences were back up and running after a day off. And here's what defender Tyrone Mings had to say.
A little bit like my preparation for the Croatia game. Trying to ignore something usually makes me want to think about it more. I think it's more about embracing it, embracing the fixture, understanding the importance of what it means to the fans, but not letting that cloud any judgment or emotion that we may have or maybe feeling going into the game, because it is a big occasion for the fans and also for the players that are involved on both sides. But at the same time, we're there to win a game, and the best way for us to win the game is to stay composed and always be in control of our thoughts and our actions.
On yesterday's Lions Den episode, Josh Denzel was joined by England's vice-captain and central midfielder Jordan Henderson, MBE. What an incredible couple of years he's had. Semi-finals with England at the 2018 World Cup, Champions League winner and Premier League winner. Not only that, he was also amongst the latest to receive an MBE for his services towards charities during the coronavirus pandemic. Huge congratulations to Jordan and, of course, thoroughly deserved. Here's what he had to say as he stepped into the Lions Den.
Raz told me that you are the nicest guy off the field, but one of the meanest guys on it. Is that true?
To be honest, I can imagine not many people like us on the pitch or people that's played against us would probably not like us or probably think that I'm a totally different person. So I'm not sure whether I'm one of the nicest off it. Definitely not, but I suppose I'm very different off the pitch to what I'm like on the pitch. So if you know us as a person, then I'll be very different to what people think, I would imagine.
How do you switch that attitude on and off? Like, you know, you just step over the white line and suddenly, like, boom, it's game time.
Yeah, I think, obviously, every day in training and then games, just football's always meant everything to us, you know. So, yeah, every day in training, I want to be better, I want to improve, and I want to win. So whether that's training games or when it comes to a match day, whenever I play football, yeah, the competitiveness is high, and that's probably why I am quite emotional when I play.
If you want to catch more of that chat, you can watch Lion's Den on England's Twitch and YouTube channels live daily at 4 p.m. It is now time, of course, to welcome the man in camp. He is the podcast's Tord Grip to my Sven, the Steve Holland to my Gareth. He is the eyes and ears in the England camp, Mr. Josh Denzel. Josh, I spent longer writing that than I did the questions, by the way.
I was about to say, I could get used to these intros. I like it.
Do you like it?
I mean, it's like the Ant and Dec, mate. It's beautiful.
Now, the listeners can't see, but you have got the England merch on. You've got the hat on, the shirt on. You're loving it, aren't you, there? Let's be honest.
I'm proudly rocking the bucket hat. You know, like, we've got a beautiful day down here at SG, but it's 34 degrees.
Is it?
Ridiculous.
Wow.
So, yeah, the bucket hat stayed on. And this T-shirt. But I might have a little sunbathe around the garden. I think that's maybe my plan after the podcast.
Do it, mate. Just tell us then what has been going on today in camp. Fill us in, mate.
It's been a good day. Obviously, recovery day for a lot of the boys. I've been splashing around in the pool, in the gym, training. Obviously, was for the boys that didn't play. They're still training hard, obviously. But there was a nice shooting drill that I was watching.
Okay.
That has been at some outrageous finishing. There was an idea, basically, you got to do some kick-ups, turn around, strike a ball on the volley, then you got a left foot, right foot shot after dribbling through the cones. And I've seen Grealish do some things, but that the strike he had after the keeping up he's with the volley.
Yeah, I think
it,
I saw that.
I've never seen.
Unreal, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
I've got to talk about the sad news, really. Dean Henderson having to withdraw. It's never good to see, isn't it? It's I suppose the really tough side. We saw it with Trent earlier, now Dean Henderson. And when a player gets injured and misses the tournament, for such young players as well, it's really, really tough to see that, isn't it?
100%. And I think that I saw Dean with Chile just walked out maybe 2 days ago, and he was in good spirits. He was in a good mood, and they were talking about, you know, future games and life in the camp. So I can imagine it's like heartbreak, you know. I mean, I think it's a hip injury that he's got. So it's something where, like, he probably wants to stay within the group and do his rehab here, but you don't know if that's possible. It's just, it's a dream to play in the tournament, and you finally get that chance, and it's taken away from you. It's tough to take.
Yeah, and of course, his replacement, Aaron Ramsdale, a big, big moment for him. Have you seen him? Has he arrived? Anything you can fill us in with?
Because
big time for him.
I've not seen him. I've been too busy knocking about the Lions Den set, but I will have a little search around for him after the podcast. I'll see if we can, you know what I mean, I'll grab him and have a little conversation. But he must be buzzing. He must be packing his stuff into his room and thinking, unfortunately, obviously, it's bad for Dean Henderson, but for Aaron, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's arriving and coming straight on this podcast actually soon. So he's getting straight into it. And of course, you had Jordan Henderson, great guest. I mean, like we were saying with the podcast and Lions Den, they're all fantastic. Everyone gives you a different insight. But how was it having Jordan on the show? Because he always talks very well, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, it was great having him on the show. We had a nice, you know, a nice chat. He's probably going to hate me saying this, but it's his birthday in 2 days. So he was like, every time, if you pass 30, every birthday you want it to go backwards. So he was like, I'm trying not to celebrate it. So I'm here putting him under the bus. But yeah,
so he doesn't want people to know, and you're just broadcasting it.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll have to apologise to him. But he was in a great mood. He's talking about, you know, he's saying that he's taking some of the young players under his wing, that, you know, we saw him tying up Bellingham's tie, saying you're probably still used to doing it for school. And then him and Saka. So he's saying that he feels young, but he feels like it's a good place to be, because not only can he hang out with the boys, the younger group, I guess they call them, the naughty ones, and mess around, play basketball, play cards, but he can also, you know, I mean, have a positive effect on them. You know, Grealo said that he's matured as a captain, as a player, just seeing how Hendo moves around the gaff. So it was a great conversation.
And of course, MBE, another player with an MBE. How have the lads reacted to that? Because obviously it's a hugely proud moment for Jordan and his family, that.
Likewise, I think you were saying that the boy is obviously massively supportive of the thing, and you know he's I guess you could call him the captain's captain. You know, he's done so much good work with the Premier League, with all of the captains, with charity work. So yeah, there's that mutual respect there from absolutely everyone. You can obviously always have the laugh and the joke, but when it comes down to stuff like this, there's a massive amount of respect there from the squad.
Class. Fantasy football, talk to me, mate. How are you getting on? Of course, we've been asked by the powers that be to have an England presenter fantasy football face-off. So how are you doing? What point are you on?
It's not going too well. I'm on a grand total of 27 points. So
are you? I'm on 51 at the minute. I'm going to tell
yeah,
you.
I call them the toothless Spanish team. Didn't do me any favours.
You know happy with the Spanish
it's
team.
All good. It's all good having 1,000 million passes in a game. You know what I mean? If you don't put the ball in the back of the net, it ain't getting me no points on fantasy.
Happy.
So I'm going to have a little rejig.
Okay, yeah, I think you can make changes. I might be making a few. To be fair, I had a few players that didn't start, which is always a bit of a schoolboy, isn't it, when you notice an injured player doesn't play. Scotland, mate, round the corner. All the players are buzzing. How are you feeling about England against Scotland at Wembley Stadium?
You've got to be positive. We're at Wembley. It's got shades of 96, obviously. But the... With the Scots' defeat and our win and the kind of the role we're on, I feel like this could be a great game for us. Home fans, the good weather again. It could be a party. It could be a coming.
You're loving
out.
The weather, aren't you? You mentioned.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm out just enjoying it like a fan. Like I said, you know what I mean, if I could open up my own beer garden here at SGP, I would. But I think I'd get in a bit of trouble. But yeah, no, I think it's going to be a great game. I personally think we might score two or three.
Love that. Love the positivity. And just finally, just remind the viewers where they can find Lion's Den and what's coming up next.
Lion's Den live on YouTube and Twitch. 4 p.m, apart from if we say different on the match day show or the departures show. And coming up, we've got the one and only, the wisest 17-year-old in the world with the freshest haircut in the world. It's Jude Bellingham on tomorrow.
Love to hear that. Class. What a player. I'll be very much looking forward to seeing that. Mate, as always, thank you very much. I'll let you go and enjoy the sunshine. We'll speak very soon. And come on, England.
Come on, England. Let's go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yesterday, I spoke exclusively to the newest member of the Three Lion squad, Aaron Ramsdale. And trust me when I say this, if you want to hear just what it means to these players to play for their country at the highest level, then take a listen to this. Pleased to say, joining me on the Official England podcast right now, Aaron Ramsdale, who's only arrived at St George's Park a matter of hours ago. Aaron, firstly, congratulations. Talk us through today. It must have been a bit surreal. Tell me everything that happened, how it unfolded.
Yeah, surreal's the word, speechless, but also it's tinged a little bit because I'm devastated for Dean. You know, the goalkeeping union is strong, and for him to get the opportunity to support this team in the Euros, and then that'd be taken away from him from being an injury. So it's devastating for him. So I've had mixed emotions, really. Obviously, on my side, I've been over the moon, but obviously seeing Dean earlier on, and he, to be honest, he's been fantastic, just saying it's my time now and I can go and help the team. So I can't speak highly enough of Dean. He's given me the credit. It's been a strange day, been a long day, but I'm glad to be up here now and I'm ready to kick on.
It's class that you said you spoke about Dean before you even spoke about your emotions. And I saw you put a very classy Instagram post up as well. And even in that, you said, firstly, I'm gutted for Dean, but then talked about how happy you are. I mean, it just goes to show how good this team spirit, and particularly amongst the keepers, that camaraderie just seems so strong between you all.
Well, yeah, it's people make laughs and jokes about goalkeepers union, but
yeah,
as you mentioned there, the team spirit, even when I was up in Middlesbrough the other week, the lads didn't need to come and sit with me for dinner, and they could have left me to the young lads who I knew, but that wasn't the case. You know, I spent time with the experienced lads, had dinner with Harry and Jordan Henson, so it's a credit to them. But yeah, like I say, for me to be in this position, and obviously someone's had some unfortunate news, and that was Dean, so I feel like that's my main priority this morning, the fact that he's obviously going to be devastated, and we've all been working since we were very young, and me and Dean are still young, and we've been in squads and haven't been in squads, so for him to about to have pulled out was a massive disappointment. But as I said, one man's misfortune is another's gain, and that's the cruel world of football. But I can't do anything about it, you know. And as I said, Dean's wished me well, and said he'll be supporting me on. So it's a credit to him.
And of course, let's focus on you. So tell me how the sort of day unfolded, when you knew, when you arrived here. Just talk me through how it unfolded.
Yeah, I got a text yesterday from Emily, the team ops, and basically saying we might need you to come up and do some training, help out, because Dean's struggling a little bit. He's going for a scan in the evening. So I was thinking I was coming up for a few days. Didn't really know, and because the scan results didn't come back, so got picked up at 7 o'clock this morning. Went for a COVID test and done all of that to allow me to come into camp, obviously COVID free. So and once that had passed, I was about halfway up, and I got the phone call from Marge, the goalie coach, was basically saying that unfortunately Dean, his results have come back and he's got a hip problem, and that I'll be taking his place and I'll be coming along on the journey with the team.
And you must have, obviously, like you've alluded to there, and you've spoken very, very, very kindly and in such strong words about Dean, but for yourself, you must have been buzzing with the fact that you're going to be part of this Euros journey. Who did you tell straight away? How did you react? Did you get straight on the phone to your family? How did that unfold?
Yeah, obviously, there's a massive smile on my face. My driver, I've had a couple of times, who's picked me up for the under-21s, has obviously overheard, and he had a bit...
Oh, really?
Yeah. we had a bit of a cheer and a smile together, but I went straight into the family group chat, and then I think they all tried to call me at once, so I ended up...
Did they on the WhatsApp?
Yeah.
You dropped it on the WhatsApp first,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, so, and then individually they probably all tried to call me, so I didn't speak to anyone, but yeah, the group chat knew probably about half an hour before, and we were just talking about it, and I think it drained half my battery, but... Yeah. So the first person to know was my driver, actually, and he's like,
but so your driver knew before your family. That's amazing.
He's a legend to be fair. So
is he?
Yeah. So that it's been a surreal day, and just being speechless, you know. And I've been out on the grass earlier with Marge and just getting my eye back in. So I'm ready to hit the ground running tomorrow with the team.
I've spoken to you before in the past, and you've spoken to me about how much representing England at under 21 level means to you. So where does this moment rank for you? Is this one of the proudest moments of your entire career? Because I can see you smiling now about just when I said you're part of the Euro squad, you couldn't stop smiling. It's brilliant to see.
Yeah, it has to be. I don't really know how to put it into words. I didn't think much things would get better than the camp up in Middlesbrough. Being on the bench, even if I wasn't going to get on, I stood there with my kit on, listened to the national anthem, and it just gave me goosebumps all over my body. And I was just imagining what it would be like at Wembley, either full crowd or the capacity it's at in the Euros. And I've tried desperately hard to get a ticket for the first game and couldn't manage to get one, but...
Have you? So hang on a minute. Let me just pick up on that. Aaron Ramsdale was trying to get a ticket as a fan for game one, and now you're going to be in the squad as a player for game two.
Oh yeah, game one, game two, game three. I just wanted a ticket, you know. I'd have gone on my own, or I'd have met up with some of the other lads' families or whatever, but didn't manage to get it. But you know, it's crazy how things work, and
amazing.
And I'm just sat here talking to you.
That is amazing. Yeah, I know. Straight onto the pod as well. You only got here, what, a couple of hours ago, and you're straight onto the England official England podcast. How did you feel about that? No time to rest.
Well, if I'm doing it, I may as well do it properly and get
exactly.
Go full steam ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, great answer. And how does it work in terms of being a player that you'd, I know it's not technically a standby player, but you were part of that squad in Middlesbrough, so you obviously knew that there was a chance if someone got injured, you may get caught up. So how does that affect your plans with your family? Obviously, I imagine the overriding emotion from your family is one of pride, but does that also mean, oh, Marbella next week's off the cards that you had booked? Do you know what I mean? There must be a lot of, it must be hard to plan your summer.
To be honest, because of the restrictions and stuff, this would have been the first summer I've had off in five or six seasons. And this is the first time I've not been bothered about going away. Obviously, I was at Bournemouth and I still got my Bournemouth house and I haven't been back all year. So my summer was to go down there. My mates were going to come down, I'm going to play some golf. And that's probably the only thing which has obviously changed. There's a few dinners with certain people over the summer, which I've obviously had to cancel. But yeah, this is, luckily I didn't want to book anything. I think it was a huge sort of issue of getting tests and countries going to Amber and stuff. So thankfully I was only down south and didn't have to quarantine and I'm all COVID free. So I can just go straight into the squad.
Brilliant. And how have the lads been? Who have you seen today? How have they welcomed you back into the squad?
Yeah, I've seen probably 80% of them, obviously. I was in for lunch and they were just finishing filtering in from training, and then I had to shoot off and do a bit of training. So I've seen majority of them; they're all being very welcoming as they were before. And like I say, I know quite a lot of the young lads anyway. So if there is any bit of a quiet moment where I'm sort of a little bit nervous or don't really know what to do, I'll just go and sit with them, and it's just like being back at the 21s or the younger ages.
Do you have those emotions then? Do you have those sort of butterflies, those nervous moments, because this is such a huge moment for you in your career, as you said? Does that play on your mind a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. We've just been speaking about it. I was trying to get a ticket for Wembley and I was watching at my house on Saturday and we had a barbecue and I was jumping up and down like a crazy person when we scored. So I've just seen Raz then and I tried to act all cool, try not to mention anything and just
did you?
Said hello like you normally would.
So you're getting nervous even speaking to the players. Yeah, I love that.
But obviously then you get back into it. Obviously it's my first few hours back, so I think when you get back on the pitch and just all becomes a lot more natural. But yeah, for sure, like when I came back in, I just wanted to speak about the game to people. But they they've had enough of it over the past few days, people messaging them, so I just kind of tried to play it cool,
did you pull it off though, Rambo? Did you pull off playing cool or not?
I probably did to the older lads, and then I chewed Calvin's ear off and like Ben White and that.
Did you?
I've known them for a while.
Love that. You're trying to play it cool. I want to ask you about the goalkeepers' union as well, because we've spoken to Dean Henderson and Jordan Pickford already on this podcast, and they were just talking about how like a standard day is for keepers. Sometimes you're obviously, or some moments, should I say, you're with the team, but there's a lot of moments where you're just there as a three. And obviously, all the goalkeepers are competing for that number one spot, but you've also got to be there to support each other. And there just seems to be a real camaraderie within that. I mean, talk to me a bit about the goalkeeper union and how that all works.
Yeah, as you say, there's times when we're on our own for 45 minutes to an hour before we even interact with the squad. And the whole base of that is us preparing each other for the matches. And there has to be that camaraderie, because if my service isn't up to scratch, then Sam and Jordan or Dean wouldn't be getting the work out of it. So it's all about helping each other. And I've seen a few interviews which Dean's done, and he's talked about pushing Jordan all the way. And that's exactly what any of us try and do if the other is playing. So when Sam made his debut in Middlesbrough, and Jordan knew he wasn't playing, Jordan never just took his foot off the gas. Every day in training was all pushing Sam. And obviously, Sam had a fantastic game, and you can take a little bit of pride out of that because you've helped along the way. And that's what I've got to try and do and come in now, and not try and overdo anything. Just got to help Jordan and help Sam, help myself, and that's just by being a good teammate and a good goalkeeper in training.
And of course, the next game, you do not need me to remind you, England versus Scotland at Wembley in front of fans at a major tournament. And I can tell you, you will have a ticket, Aaron, because you're going as part of the squad. So, I mean, what a game and a prospect that is. Just talk to me about your emotions going into that game. You can't. Your face is a picture. You can't even speak, can you? It's amazing to see.
It's England v Scotland at a major tournament at Wembley. I'm going to be involved with the three lines on my chest, and don't get much better than that. It don't unless you probably start, and it's probably the next best thing. So I don't know what I'm going to do when the anthem's playing. I'll be bowing it out, but don't know. Might cry, might smile. Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Might cry, might smile, and I can see by your face. That is the biggest smile I've seen of any player that I've spoken to, I think. You just seem so proud to be representing England. Aaron, it's always a pleasure to speak to you, mate. Congrats again, and all the best for the tournament.
Thank you. Cheers, Smithy.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
I really enjoyed chatting to Aaron Ramsdale there, and I got such a sense of just how much it means to him to be representing England at this tournament. He was beaming with pride throughout the interview. That is it for today. As always, it's brilliant to catch up with the players, and we hope you enjoyed our latest episode here on the official England podcast. Remember, you can tune in every day for brand new exclusive content from around the England camp. We're getting nearer and nearer to that all-important game against Scotland on Friday, and this is quite simply your go-to podcast for all the latest as game day approaches. If you haven't subscribed already, what are you waiting for? It's very simple. Just hit that subscribe button. See you tomorrow. Stay safe, and come on, England.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.